away from our Christian family. I know many men in the business world fight this. Christian men having to travel all the time alone in meetings and all by themselves for days on end have great battles with temptation that do not even exist when they are in the fellowship of God's people. So we need to bear burdens. Step one is to lift them up. Step two is to hold them up. How can you do this? Sometimes it means a relationship. I know in my own case, there are people that I've tried to help carry their burdens, and we do that by meeting regularly or by having a regular phone conversation. And usually I structure it around the idea that I want you to report to me every time that you fell to that temptation. Keep a list, write it down, and read me the list when we meet. Well, they don't like to do that. They don't want to read that list, so they don't do that sin. They can actually help them carry the load by simply making them accountable. One other element of that is to pray for them faithfully. Another element of that is to encourage them by writing to them or by giving them material or by teaching them, even as I'm able to do from the pulpit, to teach many of you who have a certain accountability to me. And here I can infuse in you the Word of God. So you carry the load. You don't just confront and then walk away. There is an ongoing responsibility that God gives to us to help that burden of sin. In 2 Corinthians 7, listen to this. But God, who comforts the depressed, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Did you hear that? You say, what right do you have to be depressed? You know too much. That's right. But he was human. He fell to the flesh. And he says, I was comforted by Titus. Wow. And not only by his coming, but by the comfort with which he was comforted in you. He could be comforted by someone who came alongside. And just the fellowship and the presence bears the burden that depresses. I was talking to a young man. He said to me, I'm very depressed. I'm so depressed. We were down in Texas last week. And I could look into his eyes and tears were on the edge of his eyelids. And I looked him right in the eye and I said, are you lonely? He said, yes. I said, you really need a friend, don't you? And he just began to weep openly. He just didn't have any way to deal with temptation alone without somebody there to bear the burden of